We're talking high school volleyball here on KSOM. Griswold off to a solid start so far this season with a 6-6 mark. We're talking to two key senior starters for the Griswold Tigers, Gabby Griman and Addison Adams, with us here on KSOM. Ladies, good to talk to you. Gabby, we'll start with you. How are you feeling about this season so far this year for your Griswold Tiger team?
I'm feeling pretty good. We have a couple fresh new faces on varsity, and I think we've had a lot of time to like mesh together as a team. So I really think it's coming together well, and I think it'll only get better from here.
Who are the new faces coming into varsity this year for your team?
We have a sophomore, Amanda Hauser, Erica Palmer, and Carson Adams.
Okay. Very good. Addison, how are you feeling overall about your team start?
I'm feeling really excited about this season because we're all such a close team, and so far it's been really good, and we're working hard to go up from here.
Right. And is Carson Adams, is that any relation to you?
Yes, she's my sister.
Okay. So what's that like playing with your sister this year for the first time?
This is actually our second year playing together.
Okay.
But it's been really fun so far. There are times where we bicker, but we look past that and we just have fun playing volleyball.
That's sisters for you, right? You're going to be bickering. You're going to be competitive. I imagine, are you competitive really with each other?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Addison, what do you like? What do you think is the team strength for this Griswold squad to start the year?
I think we all have really good resilience because we all want to win. And so we just push hard and finish every point, and we work hard together.
Gabby, what are some of the highlight matches so far this season that have really stood out to you?
Highlight matches. Let me think.
I would say the Fremont Mills game was a good one. It was really close, and it had gone 5 sets. I felt like it was a very competitive game, and I felt like we gave it our all, really. So that was definitely probably the game that has stood out most to me as of right now.
Right. In terms of the offense, I mean, Gabby, you're leading right now with 79 kills. You also have 12 digs, 15 blocks, 9 aces, some pretty good numbers there. But what has worked for you offensively to start this year?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I was just saying, you lead with 79 kills so far in the year. What's been the biggest thing that has worked for you offensively this so far this year?
I would say, like, I don't know, just really finding any open spot on the court, being very much court aware, because it isn't only about just like how powerful you hit. It isn't just about being powerful at the net. It's about playing smart at the net as well. And I really feel like me, as well as my other teammates at the front row, have done a really nice job being smart at the net.
Yeah, how is that mixed in with Joey Reynolds at setter? And you also got Marissa Asklin and Raina Kirchhoff doing some other kills for you. And Addison has 17 kills so far. So it seems like you got plenty of players that Joey can go to. What's that, just chemistry going between all of you?
We definitely, I feel like our front row, we just have a variety of, we have a variety of different tempos. Joey's very court aware as well. She can honestly run almost anything. And I feel like we have a good team chemistry together in the front row. So.
And in Addison, what is your role on the team? I know you've been able to put up some numbers in a couple of different categories as well.
I'm currently playing right side this year, and I think that playing there has been fun so far.
Okay. Was that a switch from you from last year?
Yes. Last year I played middle.
So what adjustments have you had to go through moving from the middle to the right side?
I've had to focus on fixing my feet, like my footwork to hit, because it is a little different hitting from the middle and the right side, because you're more like pushed back a little bit. But Joey has done a really good job, and so have our pastors, on getting the perfect ball to set me up.
So, Addison, what got you involved in volleyball? What attracted you to the sport?
Well, I've grown up playing the sport, and I just remember when I was little, we pretty much had everyone that we have on the team now playing. So we all have just grown up together playing volleyball.
What was, like, the first memory of you playing the sport?
The first memory is probably when we would win some tournaments when we were little, and then we all would just go celebrate afterwards as a team.
Yeah, that's got to be special there, no doubt. Has it been just easy for you as you've gone along? I mean, what has worked that you've worked hard to try and make you a better player as you've come along here, especially in high school?
Definitely any sport that you're in is going to be tough at some points, but you just have to know how to get through all the ups and downs and look past your rough moments, and you just got to keep going.
Right. Have there been some rough moments?
Not as a team, but right. I would say just sometimes mentally for myself, it's hard to like think the right way, and you can always just get down on yourself, but you have to look past that and have confidence to.
Well, that's why you got the teammates there to pick you up if there's a mistake or something like that. So you're a senior, Addison. What are your future plans? Have you thought much about what you'd like to do after you graduate?
Yes, I am planning on going to college somewhere to get my degree in medical diagnostic imaging.
Mm.
So I'll do like sonography and ultrasounds.
Okay. What got you involved in that area?
Well, I have always been interested in the medical field, and I love helping people. So I knew that somewhere in the medical field would be the right idea and choice for me. So I got into sonography, and I just love the idea and think it'd be really fun.
Awesome. Well, Gabby, how about you? What got you started in the sport?
Like Addison, I've just played it all my life. It's always been my favorite sport when I was younger. I've always looked forward to it. And like Addison also said, winning tournaments together, celebrating as a team was really just a great memory.
The sport is so fast paced, you know, I mean, even more so than football. You know, like when I'm broadcasting volleyball, you know, sometimes I can't keep up. I mean, is that an asset to it, just being so fast-paced?
Yeah, that's honestly probably one of the biggest things I enjoy about volleyball, because it's so fast-paced and that there's always something happening. There's always a play happening. That is definitely one of my top favorite things about volleyball.
And you have to adjust, don't you, from offense to defense? I mean, it's just interesting that you might have to be an offensive player, and then suddenly you got to, you know, instantaneously a second after that, after you get a hit, you have to become a defender. Is that challenging at all?
It can be challenging, because when you have to adjust, or when you're hitting, having to go to defense, it's just such like a quick change. Like you don't have much time to adjust. You don't have much time to adjust at all. Like you have to just be instantly ready. But I feel like me personally, I feel like I've grown as a player. I've taken many lessons. I've played club, school volleyball. I really feel like that's helped me to like adjust on my timing and like adjust from going to offense to defense. So I really feel like that's helped me a lot it's helped me for it to be like less challenging.
Yeah. So what about you after you graduate? What do you see? What would you like to do after your days at Griswold are done?
I plan on attending the University of Nebraska, Omaha, and majoring in elementary education with possibly an ESL endorsement along with that.
Okay, cool. So you want to teach the young kids?
Yes.
Have you had any experience with that?
My mom is actually a third grade teacher here at Griswold, so I have been blessed with the opportunity to be a teacher's aide for 3 years, and I've really enjoyed it.
Okay. So following in the mom's footsteps, that's great. That's awesome. So as you guys go forward here, Gabby, what do you see as some of the keys for this volleyball team? You know, you're kind of at the halfway point in the season. It's kind of hard to believe, but there's obviously some big conference games coming up. What are you most looking forward to there? What's going to be key as you go through some of these corner conference matchups?
I'm really looking forward to just the high intensity matches, really. Like, I feel like our corner conference games, we have a great conference. The corner conference is a great conference. And I feel like those games are just such great matchups. And I feel like they're very fun to play. They're fun to watch. And I think the key to getting through them and to staying in them is just high energy, you know, staying together as a team, consistency, talking to each other about, you know, open spots we see on the court, scouting different players. Like, I really just feel like analyzing your side of the court and analyzing their side of the court, just analyzing their team in general, really, I feel like is key to staying in these corner conference matches.
Yeah. And Addison, I'll give you the last word. What do you see as some of the goals that this team would like to achieve this year?
We definitely want to achieve working together as a team more and just winning conference.
It's as simple as that, right? Well, ladies, it's great to talk to you, and certainly best of luck to you and your Tiger team throughout the season. Some big conference matchups coming up, and hopefully going far in the playoffs. Really appreciate your time, and best of luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
They did it in unison. Great. Gabby Kreiman and Addison Adams, seniors for Griswold Volleyball, joining us here on KSOM.